You're listening to the Driving Confidence Podcast for drivers who want to be calm and confident on the road. We will be sharing tips, stories, and advice to beat driving nerves and anxiety and build your driving confidence. Whether you are just starting out as a learner or have had your driving license for years, if you want to transform how you feel about driving, this podcast is for you. We wanted to talk a little bit about effort and how much effort you put into your driving.
You need to put the effort in to get what you want at the end of it.
We've seen it very clearly when we work with people one-to-one with their coaching, is that when somebody is prepared to put some effort in and really thinks about their driving, they get much better results compared to people who just show up and hope for the best.
Yes, and what do you want to get out of the drive? You know, you actually want to get something out of it. And where you are making the effort, the results are better, rather than just showing up for a lesson or showing up to go driving. You're not really thinking about it. You're just going through the motions to a certain degree.
Yeah, so it's a good question to ask yourself with your driving. So whether you're a learner, whether you're a nervous driver, are you just turning up, going through the motions and hoping for the best, hoping for that mythical, magical wand to suddenly make everything come together? What are a few of the ways that people can put some effort in?
Well, I suppose planning for the lesson in advance. And again, it might well be that, you know, not just a lesson, but a drive. You know, plan for the drive. What hazards are you going to get on the way? What situations might there be? How long is it going to take you? What's the best route to get on? Little things you can do in advance of driving can give you a real insight into how you're going to deal with that challenge of driving or that route, whatever it may be. But making sure that you plan. You might plan to get your next lesson might well be on a parallel park. You've never done parallel parking before and you've heard about how difficult it is from friends and family. But just putting a little bit of effort into planning that lesson, you can watch YouTube videos on how to parallel park. You can get mum and dad to show you how they parallel park. And then think about all the skills that you've got that are going to help you get the most out of that lesson.
Yeah, so it's a little bit of planning, a little bit of preparing yourself with knowledge, but also preparing yourself mentally for what you're going to do.
Exactly, and I think it's the amount of effort in works hand in hand with the mental side of driving, but also the physical side. And when you put effort in on both of those sides, people work with you as well. And I think this is sometimes gets overlooked when if people know you're putting effort in, they're more likely to help you.
And that goes for driving instructors, friends and family who might be supervising you if you're a learner, but also friends and family who might be out with you and supporting you if you're nervous and anxious but have already passed your test.
Yeah, I suppose it's just in life though, isn't it? You know, this is how much effort do you put into something? How important is that task that you're about to do? How important is it for you to drive? Do you actually want to drive? And I know it's going a bit extreme, but if you actually want to drive, how much effort are you likely to put in? Probably more.
Yeah, this brings us to priorities, doesn't it? Yeah. This is all about how important is driving in your life, and are you willing to prioritize it, and where does it fit in the priorities in your life? And actually, if it isn't a priority, that's okay, but you need to match your expectations alongside how much preparation, planning, how are you prioritizing, how much effort are you putting in. So there's different levels, isn't there? If there's something that you're, well, take, for example, if you're learning a musical instrument or if you're a sports person, any new skill, you don't get good at something or confident in something without putting in that effort. And so in those scenarios, people choose to prioritise it over other things. And your expectations are going to match how much time you've prioritised for that particular task. And so the same is for driving. So it's okay if it isn't a priority, but make sure that your expectations match that. Make sure your expectations match the level of effort that you're putting in.
Yes, when you first started to drive, and it's probably exciting and you actually wanted to do it. But in the current situation we're in, you know, test waiting times are longer. So the actual driving is probably prioritised slightly lower than other things. Whatever it is, what we need to do is to make sure that we're putting the amount of effort in that we need to be successful.
Yeah, and I can see that actually with those long waiting list times. If you're a learner driver, it might feel like there doesn't seem a lot of point in prioritising or putting lots of effort in if you've got months to go. And then I can imagine that as the deadline looms closer, suddenly that comes up the ranks in terms of priority and effort. But I'm guessing if you can level out the amount of effort and preparation that you put in, then that's going to be a lot less stressful when you get closer to deadline.
And it's just rung a bell with me, this thought that you have to put 10,000 hours in to become good at something. Is it good or master at something?
I think it's mastery.
You have to put 10,000 hours in. Well, again, you know, you're probably not going to put 10,000 hours in before your driving test. But what it does show you is the more hours you put in, the better you will get at something. So that also must go for the amount of effort that you're going to put in. If you put more effort into something for a longer period of time, surely you're going to get better at something.
And I think it's about making each hour count, making each drive count.
Yeah.
So when I think about levels of effort, and I'm guessing, I'm imagining here, because I've not been in your position sitting teaching someone to drive, but I imagine that the lowest level of effort possible is somebody rocking out of their house or school or work. They haven't given driving a thought. They jump in the driving seat and they're still not giving their driving any thought. And actually what they may be doing is thinking about something that's just happened earlier on, or they're busy worrying or thinking about something that's going to happen later, and that they spend the whole time in the driving seat not even thinking about their driving. Now, I'm guessing that's the lowest level of effort that somebody can put in.
I would have said so. And, you know, somebody might have lessons paid for them, or they don't actually want to drive. They're being forced into the driving.
Yeah.
So they don't really want it. It doesn't rank on that priority list.
Yeah, it's not their priority. But I'm guessing those people who do that, put in that lowest level of effort, it must take them ages to learn to drive, and they must have all sorts of uncomfortable experiences. I'm just going to jump in here to let you know about our Drive Calm Journal. We've created a 12-week prompt journal to support our listeners to take action and improve driving confidence. The journal includes questions, prompts, and exercises to create an action plan and an opportunity for reflection afterwards. Search Drive Calm on Amazon to take a look. We hope it helps. Thank you for listening. Find out about the different ways that you can work with us on our website, www.confidentdrivers.co.uk, and begin to transform the way you feel about driving.